Trump's Trade Policies Drive Sharp Narrowing of U.S. Trade Deficit. By John Carney on December 11, 2025. The United States trade deficit shrank dramatically in September, falling 10.9% to $52.8 billion as President Trump's sweeping tariff policies began to reshape trade flows in line with the administration's goals, according to data released Thursday by the Commerce Department. The deficit reduction reflected gains on both sides of the ledger. U.S. exports jumped 3.0% to $289.3 billion, the highest level in months, while imports rose just 0.6% to $342.1 billion. The combination produced the kind of outcome the Trump administration has sought: American goods finding stronger markets abroad even as the flow of foreign goods into the United States moderates. In inflation-adjusted terms, the trade picture improved as well. The real goods deficit fell 5.6% in September, as real exports of goods rose 4.2% and real imports edged up 0.7%. That confirms that the narrowing gap reflects genuine changes in trade volumes rather than simply higher prices. The September figures mark a significant turnaround from August, when the trade deficit stood at $59.3 billion. More importantly, they suggest that Trump's comprehensive tariff strategy, which took full effect in early August, is reshaping trade patterns in ways that supporters say boost American competitiveness rather than simply shutting out foreign competition. Administration officials argue that this is precisely what reciprocal trade policy is designed to accomplish: not just reducing imports, but making American products more competitive globally while ensuring foreign countries cannot exploit the U.S. market without reciprocity. The export surge was broad-based, led by industrial supplies including non-monetary gold, which rose $6.1 billion, and consumer goods including pharmaceuticals, up $3.1 billion. These gains came despite predictions from critics that tariffs would inevitably provoke retaliation that would devastate American exporters. On the import side, the modest 0.6% increase masked significant shifts beneath the surface. While pharmaceutical imports spiked $12.9 billion, imports of capital goods fell sharply, with computers down $4.7 billion and electric apparatus declining $1.5 billion. The data are consistent with American businesses beginning to source more technology products domestically or from preferred trading partners, or scaling back demand in tariff-exposed categories. The three-month moving average tells an even more striking story. Compared to September 2024, the average trade deficit for the 3 months ending in September fell $14.0 billion. Average exports increased $10.4 billion from the prior year, while average imports actually decreased $3.6 billion, a remarkable reversal that points to more durable changes in trade patterns rather than temporary disruptions. The bilateral trade deficit with China, long a target of Trump's trade policy, narrowed $4.0 billion to $11.4 billion in September. Chinese imports fell $3.9 billion to $20.1 billion, while U.S. exports to China edged up slightly. The September data arrive as the Supreme Court weighs challenges to the legal authority Trump has used to impose many of his tariffs. Administration officials have said they are prepared to use alternative authorities if necessary, underscoring their determination to preserve the new tariff regime even if the court curtails some existing measures. For the first 9 months of 2025, the trade deficit has grown 17.2% compared to the same period in 2024, but that figure is heavily influenced by the massive front-loading of imports that occurred before Trump's tariffs took full effect. Businesses rushed to bring in goods ahead of the August implementation, creating an artificial surge in early-year trade that masked the policy's effects. The September data, representing the first full month after the tariff regime was fully in place and early front-running distortions had largely passed, provide a clearer picture of how the trade landscape is evolving under Trump's policies. Trump has long argued that America's persistent trade deficits represented not inevitable economic outcomes but the result of other countries maintaining barriers against U.S. products while enjoying relatively free access to American consumers. His tariff regime, which now subjects most countries to at least a 10% baseline tariff with higher rates for the largest trade deficit partners, was designed to force reciprocity. The early returns suggest the strategy may be working. Rather than simply cutting the United States off from global trade, the data show American exports growing robustly even as imports moderate, precisely the rebalancing the administration has promised. Critics have long warned that tariffs would backfire, either through foreign retaliation that would devastate American exporters or through supply chain disruptions that would make domestic production impossible. The September figures show exports at their highest level in months, even as tariffs are at their most comprehensive, challenging the retaliation narrative. The administration has consistently argued that trade deficits matter not as abstract statistics but as indicators of American manufacturing decline and job losses in industrial communities. By that measure, a shrinking deficit combined with rising exports is exactly the kind of progress the White House points to as evidence that its strategy is working.